So we arrived, we got booked in, and we went for an early dinner, and we went to come back for just to see a bit of the entertainment.
Okay.
And at that point, we saw the road was blocked by the police, and they said we weren't allowed to enter the hotel. And we were like, "Well, what are we supposed to do?" And they said, "Oh, there's another entrance." I looked all round the back. I could not see an entrance. There was no one from the hotel to escort us. So I had to stay in my van for the night, which is not. I mean, I still haven't got compensation. They said I've got to go through booking.com or something. But really, it's just not acceptable. I don't know. I mean, it's a beautiful, it's an interesting building, but it's dangerous, isn't it? And it's not very good for Folkestone town. I've come here to sort of scout it out as a family holiday for this summer. It doesn't give a good impression for the whole. I mean, I will be coming back. I think it's lovely, Folkestone. But it's not great. It makes people leave Folkestone with a bad picture, doesn't it?
It does need a bit of work, doesn't it? It
Yeah.
doesn't look great from what you can
No,
see.
and that's the front. The back is horrific. The back is, you can see all the plaster's ripped off. I mean, I don't know if it needs council investment, and like, is it listed?
I don't know actually.
It
There's a
might.
good chance it
If
is
it is
potentially grade
listed, then
two, but
maybe the council does need to invest it. And because the thing is, you need accommodation for a seaside town. So, and it's silly to pull it down and then just put up something else that's atrocious. But yeah, I mean, it's council tax money, isn't it? It's whether people of Folkestone think it's worth saving. I personally think it is. I think even though it's peculiar looking, it's a piece of history. And if you tear it down, you've lost it and you will not get it back. And if you think somebody's going to build something lovely and Victorian, I've never seen that in any seaside town. It would be like some horrible, cheap new build or affordable housing, which we all know is a joke.